Hello, ho, ho, ho there. Merry Christmas, and thank you for joining me. This is a very special Christmas episode of Daniel Talks About Star Wars, the show where I do exactly as that name suggests. I am the titular Daniel, and today we're going to be looking at the new LEGO Star Wars Holiday Special. I say new at this point when you'll be listening to this, hopefully on Christmas Day. I hope you're having a wonderful day, all of you, whether you celebrate Christmas or not. To be fair, you're probably not listening to this on Christmas Day, because I'm sure you've all got better things to do, but whenever you're listening, I hope you're well, and as I say, thank you for being here. But yeah, I mean, at this point, this came out about a month ago. As I'm recording, I don't mean to break the illusion, but it's actually only just dropped today. It's actually November 17th when I'm recording this, so sorry to break some of the magic there, but yeah, new Star Wars content, post episode 9 Star Wars content, so that's pretty exciting. We're going to be exploring this today in the form of an audio commentary, much like my episodes on The Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones. But this is a little bit different because this is going to be a live reaction. Obviously, I've never seen this before, so I hope I react to things. We'll see how it goes, but yeah, looking forward to jumping into this. Should just be a bit of fun, you know, I'm not expecting to have my mind blown or anything. Yeah, let's just jump into it. I'll count us in on, I'll say 3, 2, 1, go, and when I say go, we should all press play. I currently have it lined up on Disney Plus at, I mean, the earliest I can get it, which is 0 seconds, but even then, the Disney Plus logo has started to, like, I can see a little twinkle where the, you know, the little thing comes and makes the plus, so it's not exactly, like, 0 minutes and 0 seconds, but I've tried my best. I have 47 minutes and 56 seconds remaining, I think. I can't actually see the little time thing at the moment because I'm afraid to touch anything that it'll, I don't know, somehow mess up. But I'm pretty sure that's what it said the time remaining was. And yeah, like I say, watching it on Disney Plus, obviously, because it's an exclusive to the streaming service. With trying to do a commentary on streaming apps, I know that sometimes things can just get a little bit out of sync. Not entirely sure why that is, but we're just going to have to work with it here. Like I say, this is the only way for me to watch it at the moment, so hopefully it won't be too bad. But yeah, I suppose we should just get into it. Let me put my headphones on. Allow me to set the mood. Alexa, turn off the light. All right. LEGO Star Wars Holiday Special from 2020. I currently have it lined up at 0 minutes and 0 seconds. I can see the Disney Plus logo and the beginnings of what will eventually become the Plus. I'm going to count us in now. On go, we shall all press play. So, 3, 2, 1, go. All right. Lucasfilm logo. Oh, they're doing the, that's cool. The sort of, I'm interested to see whether or not they'll use this particular sort of opening thing that they've come up with on anything other than the I have to assume that they will. But yeah, that was cute. Yeah, so this is straight up post episode 9. The LEGO Star Wars Holiday Special. There's no the on the title on the app. Jedi training, huh? Very interesting. Ray's lightsaber makes some interesting noises. Okay, they're really rolling with the whole Finn knowing the Force thing. That's cool. I suppose I'll address this right here. Obviously, the canonicity of these Lego sort of projects is debatable. But at the same time, everything post, you know, the Disney acquisition supposedly is canon. So, yeah, this is canon. Obviously, I think we're just supposed to take it with a grain of salt, you know. This is for comedy, this is for children and whatnot. But I think the broad strokes probably happened, so... Oh, Chewie's whole family. I wonder if we'll get a Lumpy cameo. What's his dad's name? I know his wife's name is Marla. Ah, oh, there's Marley Lump... And Itchy! His dad is Itchy, so it'd be nice to see them. I'm actually strangely excited by this, actually seeing post episode 9 content. This is very interesting. Oh. Damn, the character models for they have interesting texture on them. Lego isn't rough like that. Kodoku. Is that Kelly Marie Tran? Is she going to be in this more than she was in episode 9? What's a tip yip? Damn, R2 is looking thick. What is the tip yip? I'm completely missed what that was. Okay, some kind of food. Is that Luke's X-Wing? Ah, she's still got Luke's helmet. It'd be nice for Rey to have her own ship. And not just flying around in previous characters' hand-me-down ships. You know, I've had the Millennium Falcon, now she's got Luke's X-Wing. She deserves her own ship. Is that the temple? I don't think I would assume that that was a temple at first glance. Oh, must be the right place. Wow, it's pretty cool. Our little present. Oh, she Doctor Stranged it. Kind of looks like the World Between Worlds from Rebels. I wonder if that's intentional. Is it the World Between Worlds? It must be! That's actually pretty cool! Oh. Oh, here we are. Is this Dagobah? All right. Look, Yoda's eyes are quite droopy. Is Rey gonna do it for him? Oh no, she's gonna be disappointed that he fails. All right. Where are we now? Huh. They've got the complete wrong hairstyles. That's upsetting. If this is supposed to be episode 2, maybe I'm assuming too much. Oh, damn, okay. We're really just hopping around. That's cool. Very faithful recreation. Does that mean that Obi-Wan was just coming through like the X-Wing speaker. If Ray could hear it as well. Oh, she's gone again. Oh, that's upsetting. Oh, Poe, don't burn the whatever it's called. Okay, looks like he's roasting a chicken. Well, turkey, I suppose. I hope the trend of BB-8 just doing very human gestures continues forever. Oh, Return of the Jedi. Oh my god, can she stay in one place for more than a minute? Batuu, Galaxy's Edge reference. Oh boy. Oh my god, that was actually quite scary. Okay, he had another turkey, that's handy. Hold on, what's the evil droid there for? Name drop them. What are their names? Are those the same sort of sounds that were from the original holiday special? His dad, if that is his dad, sounds very similar. As does his son. Yeah, this is actually kind of cool. Oh. All right, Huff, here we go. Oh my. I thought they were about to start having like a breathe off. Well, she hasn't gone. I thought she ran away. Damn, all right. Oh no, Vader's gonna have some PTSD linked to this place. Oh boy. Oh, collected some death troopers. I'm very happy with that. Oh boy. Oh no. Have they got young Anakin with them? I think they do. Oh. Those were some death sounds from the Lego games. That's awesome. Oh boy. Somebody give Darth Maul some legs. Wow. This is actually pretty cool. Oh, that was sick. Thank you. What about all the rest of them? What does this mean for the timeline? Is it like Endgame rules? Where it just makes alternate realities? I don't think I should probably really be thinking about it. Oh no. That's a pretty resilient mug. I don't think Ray's ever celebrated Life Day before. Don't they already do that? Oh no. God, Hux got pretty flustered there. Vader and Palpatine in the closet together? Is she a Jedi Master? Oh no, is BB-8 dead? Only the best lightsaber in the saga. Don't make him put the mask on. Ha I mean, if this stops them, if this means that Ben Solo can live, then I'm all for it. Oh my god. Max Rebo. Damn. I guess he survived the sail barge assault. Lando. Not in front of his wife. Oh, I guess his wife isn't there. Greedo. Billy D. I love how that thing's just falling apart. I know it's being played for laughs, but this is also very within the character of the Emperor, just going to, like, the next hot thing. Stop moping, Ray. Do something. Oh, it's like The Last Jedi all over again. Where did Luke go? Learn what? He caught a tree from falling over. There's more to being a Jedi than just spewing things from books, Rey. Aw. That actually gave me goosebumps just then. Ah. I mean, I don't think it matters, Ray. I think this is endgame rules. This music is actually pretty good, too. Wow, she can just do that? What a Mary Sue. That's a joke, by the way. Solid plan. It's kind of triggering me how the character models don't have the holes in the feet. Oh no, this is going to be upsetting. Oh man, this is some heavy stuff. Oh no, don't fight him! The events of The Rise of Skywalker must still be pretty raw. Oh my God, why is she so angry? You love him, remember? You kissed that one time. I love the sounds of Rey's lightsaber. Haha. Wow. The action in this is actually pretty exciting. Don't fight him. Oh man, that's really sad. Interesting how they're not really referencing the whole familial question. Familial connection, sorry, between those two. I wonder if that's a sign of things to come, if they're never really going to address that, unless they need to in future post-episode 9 material going forward. I'm so sorry, I'm about to cough. My apologies. Was that the first Jedi lesson he ever learned? Oh yes, let go of your conscious self and act on instinct. Oh, this keeps giving me chills. I'm very surprised that I'm having a very emotional reaction to this. Oh, he just wanted to celebrate Life Day. Oh, I thought she was going to take his milk then. Oh, damn, this is still going on. Can't believe they said Max Rebo was bad. Listen to this. It's weird to hear C-3PO say Master Skywalker. He always says Master Luke. That's his thing. That is some thick cutlery. Isn't that a bit overkill? Damn, this is really just making me very hungry for some post-episode 9 Rey training Finn content. Oh. Oh, God damn it, I got goosebumps again. Oh. Damn. That genuinely gave me chills. Oh, that was cute, you know. That was a good bit of fun. And it had a nice message as well. I do quite like what it sort of had to say about the whole master apprentice dynamics. Yeah, that was more than I was expecting it to be, so I am pleasantly surprised. And I hope you have been too, if that's your first time watching it. Well then, obviously, thank you for listening to me talk over it while you did. But yeah, that's just a bit of fun for us. I thought that would be a nice way to kind of cap off this month and this kind of first, I don't know what to call it, this first phase of Daniel Talks About Star Wars. Obviously, it's been a very busy month for me trying to get these episodes all out for you. Thank you so much if you've been keeping up with all of my episodes thus far, and if you've enjoyed them, you know, I really do appreciate it. I am going to be taking a little bit of a break now. I'm not entirely sure when I'm going to be back, but I promise I will be back. I'm never gonna not want to talk about Star Wars, so Daniel Talks About Star Wars will return in time, but like I say, it's just been a pretty busy month doing all of this, so, you know, I think I've earned a little bit of a break. I'm going to wrap this up now, no pun intended. That was LEGO Star Wars Holiday Special, released, of course, this year, the year of our Lord and Saviour 2020. It was directed by Ken Cunningham, written by David Shane, and it was, of course, based upon Star Wars by George Lucas. Thank you very much indeed for listening. We'll see each other again soon. Happy Life Day to you all, and a very Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.